episode 916 this morning, a passerby was driving by the Carter Creek townhomes and noticed smoke coming from the roof. That initiated the 911 response. We showed up on scene. We did have a working structure fire. What we found out is that there was one main unit that was involved in fire. There was a fire wall in place that did hold the fire from hitting any adjacent units, but there will probably be effects from smoke damage and things like that.
Was any rescue necessary? What kind of evacuation, if that was involved?
Yes, sir. So there were everybody was evacuated safely, and there were no injuries reported.
And that would have been just to the one unit or to the whole complex?
So, yeah, the fire was contained into one unit. There was a fire break in between the other units, which held the fire back. But there will be suspected smoke damage to the other units. But the fire has been extinguished.
You mentioned the time of the call, about a quarter after nine, if you have it in front of you. When was the fire declared under control?
Fire was declared under control, I'm going to guess, probably about an hour ago, but I don't have the exact time.
So we're looking around 11:15 or so then. And I know this is early. Anything that you're aware of that was unusual as far as dealing with this situation?
No, sir. Obviously, it was a complex that had a lot of voids. It was kind of hard to get to certain areas of the structure fire. They were successful at doing that. It was a multiple unit response. Bryan Fire Department, Carlton Station Fire Department, and we did have county fire units on scene as well.
And now that the fire's under control, it's a matter of determining the cause then.
Yes, sir. So right now we've had fire marshals on scene the entire time. Now that we are in the cleanup phase of the fire and the fire is under control, once we get cleared out of there, then the fire marshals will go in and try to find out what determined the cause of the fire.